I am Father Kevin Shemagon, pastor of Our Lady Guadalupe Church in Macedonia, Ohio. Reading this Friday is from John chapter 6. There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good are these for so many? Andrew said to Jesus. Jesus replied, have the people recline. Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had gathered their fill, he said to his disciples, gather the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted. So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments. In John's Gospel, there is no institution of the Eucharist at the Last Supper. Instead, in chapter 6, Jesus reveals he is the bread of life. He begins with the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes. But I want to take you to the Last Supper on this Easter day and the great gift of the Eucharist. The table was set. The Passover was prepared. Jesus and his friends had gathered, but all are imperfect. There are dirty dishes and dirty feet. One is plotting to betray the Lord. The others are nervous and anxious and question. What is happening? Jesus has said they have come to an end. They will run away. He arises and washes the feet of those gathered. He takes the bread and wine and feeds them with his own body and blood. He speaks words of challenge, command, and hope. He is about to die and rise. When we gather at the Eucharistic table, our table is set, and we're far from imperfect too. In truth, it is the same meal. The altar is set. We have gathered. And some are nervous, some are anxious, some are questioning and looking for peace. Bread and wine become the body and blood of the sacrificed Lord. We are challenged and consoled by his word. We are sent into our world, often chaotic, to die and rise with Jesus.